The president of the grassroots group Strengthen Charlotte sounds a little like your Depression-era aunt, handing over a crisp dollar bill with a caveat.
Just because we can spend it doesn't necessarily mean we should spend it.
Tark Bakari and several dozen others from Strengthen Charlotte want the city council to reject the federal government's offer of $25 million to help build a streetcar. Charlotte would need to add an extra $12 million from its own coffers to finish the line between Uptown and Presbyterian Hospital. That's the hang-up for Bakari.
There's just so much need out there, and is this the biggest bang for our buck we can get with that amount of money?
Bakari says Charlotte's $12 million would be better spent on roads, sidewalks, and crime prevention. He adds that many members of Strengthen Charlotte are supporters of light rail and public transit, but they question the need for a 1.5-mile streetcar line. Mayor Anthony Fox and other city officials say the project will spur economic development, and they say it's the first step in building a streetcar line that will eventually stretch from Beatty's Ford Road in West Charlotte to Eastland Mall. In February, the city council voted 7-4 in favor of applying for the streetcar grant, so members are likely to vote in favor of accepting the money on Monday. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.